Thank you for contacting ARCH for housing assistance. To help determine the best program for you and your needs, I have a short assessment that I would like to complete with you. Are you homeless and in need of housing assistance, or are you behind on your rent?
Yes.
Which one, ma'am? Are you homeless or are you behind on your rent?
Well, kind of would be the first one.
You're homeless.
Yes.
Okay. And can I have your first and last name? I need you to spell that for me.
Yes, it would be LeolaSuttles.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're speaking a little too fast for me. Can you repeat the spelling of your first name?
Yes. LeolaSuttles.
LeolaSuttles.
Correct.
And your last name?
Sure. Suttles.
And that's Suttles.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And what type of service is requested? Prevention, rehousing, or emergency shelter? You state you're homeless, so you need emergency shelter?
Yes, yes, I've been in hotel, really, and I don't have no money to keep paying for it.
Okay. And what is your telephone number?
It would be this number right here, 256-944-1174.
And that's 256-944-1174.
Yes, correct.
Do you have an email address that you would like to provide?
Yes, ma'am. This will be my name, 58@gmail.com.
Okay. So that's going to be, I have to spell everything back out to you, ma'am. So that's LeolaSuttles. 58@gmail.com.
Correct.
And will you provide me with your social security number? You don't have to if you feel uncomfortable.
Sure. 424-024731.
And that's 424-024731.
Correct.
Are you a veteran or a military dependent?
I ain't in the military.
What is your date of birth?
Sure. September 23rd, 1973.
And that's September 23rd, 1973.
Yes, correct.
What is your gender?
Female.
What is your primary race?
Black. American.
Oh, you're fine. What is your zip code, if you have one?
Sure. I'm using 36703.
36703.
Correct.
What city do you live in?
Selma, Alabama.
Okay, Selma, S-E-L-M-A. And what county is that?
Dallas.
Dallas County. Okay. Yes. What was your last permanent address? Or your current address?
I was staying with my niece.
Okay, you don't have to provide the address if you don't know it. It's right. Okay. Next question is, are you homeless? And as defined by HUD, they're sleeping outdoors in a vehicle or a place not meant for human habitation. Living with friends or family is not defined as literally homeless. But you don't have to answer that also. If you don't want to, you don't have to answer.
Her house was full, and so I couldn't stay there no more. With
her. Okay.
She got some kids and stuff. So I've been, out, been giving money for the hotel, to provide a hotel for me and stuff, but I don't have no money.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the next question is, if you are homeless, approximately when did you become homeless?
About like February.
Okay, so we'll just put in February for you.
Right.
Okay. The next question is, what is your current or prior living situation? For example, are you staying or living in a family member's home, or are you renting an apartment? And you said you were at a hotel, but you don't have the money keep paying that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I ain't got nowhere else to go, so... Like last night, somebody paid for me, but I can't get no more money because I ain't got.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. Okay. Now, the next question. Oh, okay. You don't have to answer that one. It says literally homeless, but you're in a hotel right now.
Right. Right.
Okay. So, the next question is asking.
It's 11 o'clock. I had to get out of here.
Yes, ma'am. So the question is asking, how long were you in your previous housing?
Oh, about a month.
Okay. All right. And now the next question is asking, how many months were you homeless on the street, in an emergency shelter, or a safe haven in the past 3 years? So that's optional. You don't have to answer that if it doesn't apply to you.
No.
Okay. Next question. What is your current housing status right now during this intake? Homeless, at intimate risk of losing housing, homeless youth, fleeing domestic violence, or stably housed? But you state you are homeless. People have just been paying for you to stay in a hotel.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. And the next question is, have you been laid off from work or lost employment?
Disabled.
Okay. So next question is, have you applied for the Emergency Rentals Assistance ERA program?
I talked to somebody, Ms. Tia Stevens. She both have been helping me through Family Human Resource.
Okay.
Her name, Tia Stevens.
Okay, now see, the ERA program, that's when they would have assisted you with some rent to your landlord. So did you apply for that and they paid your landlord some rent for you?
No.
Okay, so you didn't apply for that then. It's okay.
No.
Now, the next question, did you receive an eviction notice during a time when there was an eviction moratorium in place?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Because I was staying with her. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And have you experienced a housing crisis as a result of COVID-19?
No.
Okay. Now, are you the head of household or another member in the family?
It was her. Another member would be that now, sir.
No, ma'am. It was going to be you because you're applying for help for just you. So you're the head of the household. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you got to tell me. I don't know.
It's okay. We're here to help you. And how many of us are with you?
Well, just me and my son right now.
Okay, is your son an adult?
My daughter, yeah, got two kids, but she in and out. She's like out of town.
Okay, so it's just you and your son, and are there any children with you?
They not with me right now. They with the mama out of town.
Okay. So the next question, if you are comfortable with answering, and because we want to provide you with as much help as possible, have you received your COVID vaccine?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a tested negative.
All right. Do you have a documented disability?
Yes. This is I.
Okay. And what is your monthly income?
It would be $841.
$841. Okay. Thank you for that information, ma'am. And
your
case has been submitted, and you will receive a follow-up call in the next few days. If you have any additional questions after the assessment, please call 334-273.
Oh, this number.
Ma'am?
This number right here?
Yes, ma'am. 334-273-0668, but select option 2. Yes, ma'am, and that'll be someone in the office that can help you.
Yes, ma'am.
And the office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Rural Coalition. You have a great day.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.